The rest of this whole process is coming down to New York.
Numerous times during his nearly 50-minute speech, former President Bill Clinton spoke of America's need to all rise together. Stumping for his wife, the leading Democratic candidate in the presidential race, Mr. Clinton covered topics including education reform, reviving manufacturing, and giving Americans relief from student debts by letting them refinance. He also spoke of Mrs. Clinton's contributions to Western New York as a former senator, including the securing of federal funds that seeded Buffalo's economic redevelopment, including the medical campus.
If she could work with Congress, including the Republicans, with a Republican president to get that done, just imagine what she could do as president.
When discussing national issues, such as defense, Bill Clinton pointed to Hillary Clinton's role in keeping the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station open. It saved thousands of jobs, but Mr. Clinton stated that his wife appreciated its importance to national defense in an increasingly dangerous world.
With Russia threatening Ukraine, countries threatening to pull out of the EU, the biggest refugee crisis since World War II, ISIS ensconced in the vacuum in Western Iraq and the vacuum they've created in Syria, we can't afford not to elect a president who can't go in there and do that job on the very first day. Someone who knows.
DePew was the second stop of three for the former president. After concluding his speech in DePew, he briefly signed some books and photos and then traveled to his final stumping appearance in Rochester. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.